Hi, this is Christy Whitman with the Quantum Success Show, where you can get your information and inspiration to create whatever you desire. I'm sure that you're familiar with the old saying that in life, the only constant is change. Because we live in an expanding universe, this adage is true for everyone and everything, even when on the surface something appears to be static. Some transitions occur moment to moment, as we're preparing ourselves mentally for the next encounter or for a new segment of our day. Other transitions are more dramatic and therefore longer lasting. So for example, the transition of moving to a new city or going through a divorce or welcoming a new child into our lives or adjusting to one who has just left the nest. Transitional periods are sometimes tricky to navigate because they're made up of two equal parts. And once we understand these two distinct components, we can more easily cooperate with this natural and ongoing process. The first part of a transition is always having an awareness of that which we are in the process of outgrowing. And the second aspect, which is far more important but often neglected, is the new situation that we're in the process of growing into and the person that we're being called to evolve into as well. Big or small, the only factor that makes times of transition difficult or painful is when more of our attention is focused on what we're leaving behind than is focused on where we're moving forward to. So, how do you know what end of this spectrum you're giving the lion's share of your attention to? Simple. When you're primarily pointed towards the future, you feel good. You feel exhilarated. You're in a state of joyful anticipation for what's to come. And when you're more focused in the direction of what's being in the past or in the confusion or upheaval that's currently happening in your present, you feel bad. You feel constricted, anxious, frustrated, etc. What most people have not yet discovered for themselves is that we always have the power to focus our attention, and that how we focus our attention determines how bumpy or free-flowing we will experience the transitional periods in our lives. So let me give you an example. I have coached and trained literally thousands of people who got into the coaching field because they could no longer ignore the feeling that they had outgrown their previous careers. Some became dissatisfied because they felt limited in the amount of money they could make or the amount of freedom they had to enjoy in the other aspects of their lives. Other people feel relatively satisfied in their current positions, but begin to feel an impulse or to pursue some of this personal interest, or as with the case with me, a strong feeling that there's something far greater that they came into this lifetime to do and to give and to experience. For these people, coaching represents not just a career change, but also an avenue for greater self-discovery and expansion. It's natural to feel some degree of anxiety when we're stepping into the unknown, but in so many cases, the security we think we're leaving behind was only an illusion to begin with. Life simply continues to cause us to evolve. The more we live, the more clear we become about what we really want to do with this precious time on Earth, and more important, about who we want to be. So the next time you find yourself in a period of transition, you'll go a long way towards soothing your anxiety if you can remind yourself that there's no final destination in this life, only a constant unfolding journey. It's like climbing a mountain. You see the ridge that you want to reach, and so you move in that direction. But when you get there, a whole new range of mountains comes into view that causes you to desire more than what you are currently standing on. This will always be the case. And the advice I always give to those who are contemplating changing the form of an existing relationship to generating more freedom for themselves, or who are considering a new career, especially one as an expansive as a coaching, is that life is too short not to at least follow these impulses. In the final analysis, there really are no wrong turns, because every choice we make brings us greater clarity. Remember, the universe is always giving you what you're asking for, and you ask by the vibration that you give out. Thank you so much for watching. Leave me a comment and let me know what place in your life are you transitioning to. Start focusing on what you want and the excitement of what that could become.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some practical and inspirational information to apply right now. Check out my other episodes and follow me on SoundCloud or subscribe on iTunes. You can also watch my webinars on creating the life you want. Find the links in the description in this podcast or on my profile page on SoundCloud and visit ChristyWhitman.com to continue the conversation.